What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Raven, along with my two and nincompoops, little Rich Bocchini and Big Stevie Cool. No, that's little Joey Feeney. I'm sorry. I got him mixed up.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, crap. Little Joey Feeney Cool.
Where did
I
see
the call, fear I just like to call Stevie. I want him to call himself. I took him to tell him to call himself The Perfect Weapon. Remember that movie with Jeff Speakman?
Yeah.
No.
The Perfect Weapon, which was such a ridiculous. It actually wasn't that bad kung fu movie.
You know, he actually wore that on a shirt on Nitro. I remember it vividly. The Perfect Weapon. On his half shirt.
He was the perfect weapon.
On his half shirt. And then Randy Savage beat him in 302.
In Delaware. Yeah,
you had
code?
It down to the second feet.
No, I don't remember. I just know he beat him quick.
Big, have you been watching UFC, Feeney?
No, but this weekend looks good.
The main card does, but the prelims are garbage.
What,
but usually the garbage, prelims are usually good fights, though.
Little Cody Garbrandt's on there.
It's so is Cody Durden and so is Cody
Michaels?
Somebody else.
Cody Michaels.
Wild Bill Cody, I think.
Why does that last name sound like somebody from Philadelphia? Durden, the Wooder, the Durden.
No, he's from Georgia. He's from Atlanta.
Nobody talks.
No,
like
no,
that.
No. I know, but no, but like the right, the whole the Wooder and the your Durder and Durden. No.
Wow, that can
I'm trying to be
trash.
Polite today, but you sound like a jerk off. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I'm allowed every day. I'm tired. I can't.
Did you know Raven at the Monster Factory closed? Did you know that? Did I tell you that?
Hey, what?
Monster. So they stopped pumping out monsters?
Yeah, there's no more Monster Factory, but the top student kid took it over and renamed it.
Well, hey, hold on.
I thought he retook it over and named it and kept the name the Monster Factory.
Yeah, but that's the one that is gone now.
It was in Philly, right? Or somewhere about
Paulsboro.
Okay. No, it was in Paulsboro originally. Mm-hmm. That's where Larry Sharp was from. Mm-hmm. Then it was in Mount Holly, mm-hmm. or I think. Mm-hmm. Is where I went, in Mount Laurel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the town.
Mm.
What was the name of the town?
I think it was,
for those who don't have Patreon, you guys missed out on a delightful tale about Dwight D. Eisenhower.
And
yeah. Yeah, we traced his entire history.
Well, not his, Mr. Clean. But that's right, beside the point.
And
that's all we're giving you. That's all we're giving you, people.
Well, hold on. I think it's important to point out that apparently for Mr. Clean, cleaning
no,
was
no,
only
it's
a
not
hobby.
Important to point. You can't because they don't get to know it.
It was only a hobby. You can go.
Why
you can
are you
see
giving away the
about.
Patreon conversation?
Yeah, what are you?
I'm giving a little more of a teaser. Is what I'm doing.
No, you're crazy.
Telling the whole story. That's the whole story. You're horrible. You're the worst.
So the Monster Factory that was running that made it on the Apple TV.
Was
and
it running
ran
with
events.
The smokestacks coming out the
was
place? Because
it, was
factory.
It a, was it a fake Monster Factory?
No. Danny Cage took over from Larry Sharp, and right. moved it back to Paulsboro at the Paulsboro Wrestling Gym and. I don't know. It was a cool place, and a lot of talented guys came out of there in the last few years.
Why didn't you go there, Feeney?
I did go there.
Why did you go to the original one or the new original one?
I went to the new original one. That's where
Why'd you quit?
I didn't quit. I started podcasting, so I didn't have as much time to go down there and sit under the learning tree of such immortals as Joel Gertner and Danny Cage and Bill Wiles. And
so you thought you were going to work with me and listen to my learning tree, and all you found out is that I'm full of shit and I'm a jackass.
Pretty much, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's par for the course.
Yeah. I didn't find any of that out. Well, who else was there? Meanie was there, and Bill Wiles, and
what was Meanie doing there?
QT Marshall was there. Meanie was hanging out and doing some training.
Huh.
You know, QT Marshall was training, and Matt Riddle was there, and Damian Priest, Nick Camarado. Yeah.
Hmm. And what were you doing there? Just hanging out?
Doing interviews, taking pictures,
submitting
booking ideas, things like that.
Cement booking ideas?
Submitting.
Booking ideas like what?
I don't know. I sent a whole storyline to Danny about these three, four different characters and how they would interact and stuff.
What would happen? Hear it.
Well, I don't remember. It was 10
yes,
years ago.
Yes, you do. You
I
totally
don't remember.
Remember.
I'll send it to you. We can go over it on the show, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's go over it now.
Well, no, I don't remember it. I'll have to forward it to you.
You have to hurry up and write one up.
No. I have it. I've actually, you know, I've sent it to Conan and Disco to fuck with, but I don't remember it like that.
Don't cry.
Don't cry. Got to keep your head up.
Don't cry. Dry your eye. Here comes your mother.
So anyway, I don't know how I don't know how that came up anyway, but so then the kid took over because Danny Cage closed the Monster Factory, and it's now Lineage Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, but he just closed the Lineage, though.
Yeah, no, it says that
it doesn't make any sense.
The Lineage Pro Wrestling is the evolution of a 40-year tradition that created some of the most respected athletes in pro wrestling. See that? So
wait a minute.
What?
Hold on a second. I don't wanna mock anybody that I don't know or for be cruel, but you know, let's just see you, Feeney. I like to be cruel to be you to you, because I like to be cruel to be kind.
Yeah, in the right measure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he changes the name of a company that's been around for 30 years and calls it Lineage after he just killed the Lineage of the company.
And well, he didn't kill it. Lineage. It closed.
Well, I'm saying, but then it's a new Lineage of a four-year degree. Who are the 4 years that he's had some of the greatest athletes in?
No, it says 40 years. 40-year tradition.
Well, 40 years.
Why not? Why not?
What do you mean? Bam Bam Bigelow, Chris Candido.
I mean, he's talking about the Monster Factory.
He's continuing the lineage of the Monster Factory. Yes.
Yeah. Well, why is he changing the name though?
Because he doesn't own that name. Danny owns the name.
Why the name?
I don't know. Maybe Danny just wanted to.
Oh,
retire
it. I take it back then. I thought he was cutting the lineage.
Nah.
Of the Monster Factory.
Nah. And this is a.
Take it back then.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll bet you it's not trademarked.
The Monster Factory? I think it was.
Larry had it trademarked.
Well, no. And then they had a TV show on Apple TV, so I'm sure you have to, you know.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, well, they were competing with the fine folks at OVW, weren't they, for their TV show?
OVW was on Netflix.
No, but I'm saying, where was the Monster Factory one?
Apple
OVW's
TV.
OVW's on Netflix?
Well, Apple
they had
TV,
a show.
Right.
They had a show on Netflix. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Wait. Was the Monster Factory one actual wrestling, or was it the like the?
It was
OVW
like a reality show type thing.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as the OVW one.
Well, I don't know that they were competing. You know,
well,
why you got to make everything
time,
so competitive?
I don't know, Joe.
I'm competing with you for word count today.
Why do you have to be so difficult, Joe? All the time.
I was born that
all
way.
All the time.
I was born backwards.
You make this a heavy lift every single week. Why?
I bet.
Why can't you just fucking go along to get along?
I'm stiff.
Get along to go along, or whatever you're saying.
I believe in Japanese style podcasting.
You're throwing live rounds.
Style podcasting.
He's throwing potatoes at us.
Yeah.
You believe in strong style podcasting?
Strong style podcasting. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hey, did you see Road Dogg left WWE?
To finish up the story.
All strong style is if you can't.
I'm
going to
hit you.
The idea, the whole big business of wrestling is you want it to look as real as possible, make it as unhurtful, as unpainful as possible. Making it painful is not an art. Is not an art form. Anybody can make it painful.
Yes.
So you're saying strong style is just a bunch of guys that don't know how to work.
I'm not saying that. If some people want to work stiffer because they want to be beat up and stuff, wait till they're 60 and they're going to regret it. But that's A. B is the art form is to be as painless as possible.
Right.
That's the skill. That's the highest skill, is to make it as least painful while making it look as painful.
But isn't
so? How did you work with, say, at the time, younger guys like Punk, who were all gung-ho about strong style and very inspired by it?
I don't know. I didn't stiff on me.
No?
No.
Oh, what about Samoa Joe?
Nope.
What about what about Necro Butcher?
No, I don't think I think I only worked him once, I think. I'll have to hunt that down.
I'll have to look for that one.
You know what's funny? I think it was Suzuki? I think it might have been Suzuki.
No, I think it was Yamaha or Kawasaki.
Tom Lawler worked a match with him, and I think it was Suzuki. And I just remember asking, it was one of those guys. And I'm like, you know, so how was it? It was fucking stiff, whatever. He's like, dude, I didn't feel anything. Light as a feather.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's some of those guys that you see and you think that they're actually laying shit in. Like, oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he didn't look like he was laying shit in. He didn't look like his stuff. Like a lot of people's like stuff doesn't even look stiff, even if it is stiff. Like guys that are really stiff that don't mean to be, the guys that don't mean to be stiff, but they really are, usually their work looks like ass.
Who's that? Like
stiff shots usually look terrible. Like
Mike Awesome or something?
Accidental stiff shot. No, like
Disco despised Mike Awesome's work, by the way. I bring him up just to irritate Disco. He'd be like, yeah, like a big guy that could move well. I'm like Mike Awesome.
Program.
He listens. He listens every week.
He does.
Disco listens to this show?
Yeah, while he's at the gym.
Interesting.
True story. I saw it on his phone, on his playlist.
No kidding.
Yep.
Well, he's in the jungle gym.
Raven, I'm curious. Did you see Road Dogg left WWE?
I still haven't been able to name the kid.
How would I know that? I don't follow any of it. I don't even know.
I'm just asking you if you have any thoughts.
Let me just say good luck to David Goldie and Lineage Pro Wrestling. Okay, yeah, we're done.
Hey, good luck,
David.
You said,
did I know if he left the company?
No, I did. But
he left today. Yes, he did. Road Dizzle.
Yes, and
why would he leave the company?
Any thoughts?
Just
I don't know. I don't know why he would leave the company. I don't know why was he unhappy.
Understand. Well, any thoughts on Road Dogg?
He's probably unhappy. I think it was like creative disagreements.
Yeah, that's what I read. But I mean, did he get?
Well, what's funny about that?
Friends with him. What's the story?
Why would you ask me a question that I have no knowledge of?
I'm asking you if you know Road Dogg and if you have any thoughts about Road Dogg. So I'm asking you.
On that note, because we talked about it today, what's funny is the woman that took over Raw has no real writing experience except for like a web series. Right. And then the two guys that I looked up, one that's an assistant on Raw and one that's running SmackDown, again, no writing experience. Right. Maybe like one show you never heard of. It's very strange. I don't understand it.
This is a true story. I never realized.
Send them your storyline and get a job.
Maybe they're hiring.
No, I make more money at home.
Dude, this is how dumb I am. I was at WWE for a little bit, and I didn't realize that Road Dogg was his brothers with Scott Armstrong, and that they're both fucking Bob Armstrong's kid. I didn't know.
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah.
The biker? He's their grandfather.
I remember Brad Armstrong. I remember watching him.
Yeah.
I was thinking who Bullet Bob was. And
Master of the Russian leg sweep?
You know, Scott was at WWE forever as a referee, but
Bob was all American. Why would he be the master of the Russian leg sweep?
No, Brad Armstrong.
He stole it.
Brad Armstrong was the master.
Yeah, Brad was. Yeah. But I just never realized.
Yeah, but Lance Cassidy was their brother too.
Who?
Is that Scott? Was Scott Lance Cassidy?
No, that was Steve.
Okay.
Oh, it was. Okay.
I
was so stupid, though. I was like, wait a minute.
About wrestling. I hate
wrestling talk
wrestling.
For the day.
No, that's enough to get it in. We're contractually obligated to get it in.
WrestleMania is coming. Are you excited?
Obligated not to talk about wrestling.
Are you going
to
be in Vegas for WrestleMania weekend?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're not going to be at WrestleCade?
I don't even know what day it is.
It's in April. April 21st and 20th or something.
Nope.
You have no WrestleMania appearances this year, Raven?
What's that?
You have no appearances in Vegas.
No, but I do have an appearance.
WrestleCon, that's what it is.
I have an appearance yesterday.
What?
Or no, yes, 2 days ago in New Orleans. I've already been there by the time we get back.
What's that for?
That's next week. No, I have time for it to plug it. So this next Saturday, this Saturday coming up, not for me and Feeney and Rich this Saturday, not the 7th, but the 14th, I will be in New Orleans at a convention, and I'll be selling ring-worn merch and stuff. No, not ring-worn merch. I'll be selling all kinds of 8x10s and crapola.
What kind of convention?
It's a Raven crap. I think it's a comic and wrestling convention or something. I don't know. My buddy Travis, who I do the Raven's Relics with him,
mm-hmm.
where we sell ring-worn gear of mine, and
I thought that was Ask Dana that did that.
What's that?
I thought that was Dana that did that, like Ask Dana that sold your stuff.
That was an eBay store. This is a live show, a live selling. We just did it yesterday,
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday the 4th, and I sold superhero statues and 8x10s and ring-worn gear.
Superhero, you have a statue?
I have superhero statues. I got like 200 of them.
Hmm. It's been sitting in your garage all this time, or what?
No, they were on display in my old place. And then, except half of them were in storage because I only had enough room for half of them because I bought too many because I kept buying stuff and I kept having to move it, the other stuff to storage. And then when I moved here, I just never got around to putting it up because we're still unpacking the basement even after we've been here 3-4 years. Because you know what the problem was is when we first moved here, Selena didn't take any time off. So the 2 weeks we should have spent unpacking, we had to spend on booking around the corners, you know, around the edges. And so the basement's still unpacked.
Yeah, I believe that's a familiar scenario for most people.
Yeah, is this at the Cajun Dome?
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, the Louisiana,
Cajun Dome's not in New Orleans.
Louisiana Comic Con, March 14th and 15th, Cajun Dome, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah, that's not New Orleans.
Whatever, he said New Orleans. What's the difference?
New Orleans.
Lafayette's not New Orleans, though.
Yeah, it's the same. It's all the same.
You gotta be annoying and say it like that, too. New Orleans.
How far is it from New Orleans?
Like an hour, I think.
There you go.
Right? Isn't it
New Orleans?
I think it's like an hour or two.
Where's that? Lafayette?
So then it's New Orleans.
Lafayette.
Yeah.
That's where Dustin Poirier and Daniel Cormier are from.
It's 2 hours and 7 minutes, 135 miles.
So it's New Orleans.
No, you get New Orleans, and then you drive west.
Lafayette. I'm not driving 2 hours.
Are they flying you into Lafayette, or are they flying you into New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Well, I see. I would see if I was your agent booking your travel, I would have been all over that.
Yeah.
Nope. He must be flown to Lafayette and picked up in a black SUV with tinted windows.
That settles it, Rich. We're gonna set up R&F agency, and our first client is Raven.
How did you get involved in this business, Feeney?
We're taking over. What business?
Rich's travel business.
Yeah, how did he get involved?
You just hired me.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Yeah.
I'm
the muscle. It's like honey and vinegar. You're the honey. You're the honey and I'm the vinegar.
I did so. That shows we're on the same page about something for once. It's amazing.
You're going to be the one with the happy, light customer service. And then I come in from behind.
You're with one of those pages. That's like underage intern authority breaching type stuff.
No.
Underage interns? That's all I
have. Underage interns. There are pages.
Diamond Dallas pages?
Like in Congress.
No, like Paige Van Zandt.
Ooh.
What's she doing these days?
She's Ronnie Van Zant's her brother.
No, that's not accurate.
That's not true.
Wasn't she supposed to wrestle for a minute?
I made that up, though.
She did. She wrestled for a little bit, and then she found out.
She was in AEW for like 10 seconds.
But she found out that, you know, internet friendships pay more.
I see what you're saying.
No, she has an OnlyFans. Yeah.
Good for her.
Pictures and videos and...
Videos too, huh?
Booty shaking and what have you. All the greatest hits, Rich.
Oh boy. Well,
she made a lot of money off that.
Hmm.
How do you know? She might not have made a dime. And
I keep my finger on the pulse of the business.
What if she doesn't like her finger? Your finger in her.
Pulse? I met her. We met at the Philadelphia Airport Hotel Bar. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we
shared, had a long conversation.
We shared a drink and some laughs, of course.
Some laughs.
Which bar? Are you talking about?
I don't remember, but she was there after AEW Dynamite. I was there with some friends, and I went up sit next to
you. Just hanging out at the airport.
No, it's not the airport. I always say the airport bar, the hotel bar, whatever, wherever the boys went after Dynamite. That's where I was.
Oh,
yeah, with a couple friends, close friends of mine, close personal friends, and then I wound up sit next to Paige for a while, and then I was drinking in the lobby with.
And what did you have laughs about? What did she say that made you laugh?
I don't remember. They were having a conversation and laughed, and I just sat down next to them and started going, like I was in on it, you know.
That's how you weasel your way.
Yeah, you slide in. Slide, mm-hmm. Slide, somebody slide.
Really?
Yeah.
And and did she give you a slap in the face like the Dana White slap?
No, I made her. I made her laugh, and she touched my arm.
Well,
did she touch your arm?
And then she dropped her. She dropped her room key, and she was like, "Well, pick it up if you want."
Oh, good.
And then
Lord.
She rolled
well,
out.
How,
yeah.
Well, how would you know what room that is, though?
Oh, it was in the little envelope slip. It had an envelope.
How did she get into her hotel room then?
Looked like she had two.
She had the digital key.
She dropped it with the envelope. She probably dropped them both then.
No, she had one.
Raven, she had the digital key.
She memorized the room number too, so she didn't need that.
She said Feeney. She called him Feeney too, I heard.
Yeah, that's how I'm known.
She said, little Joey Feeney. She said, if he can pick it up with his butt cheeks, if you can pick it up with your butt cheeks, I'll meet you in my room for some heavy petting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
we were going to watch a movie. We were going to watch it like a girl's movie, and I was going to get to brush her hair. It was going to be awesome.
Oh my God. Yeah. Was she going to paint your nails too?
No. She was going to pluck my eyebrows.
Did you see that Jake Hager is joining Slap Fight?
You know, when I paint my nails, I can usually hit them with a hammer better.
I hung out with Jake Hager one night.
Did you?
Yeah.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Now, which one do you believe, Paige VanZant or Jake Hager?
Who's Jake Hager?
Jack Swagger.
Yeah, Jack Swagger.
And what did he do?
He's going to slap fight.
Joining Slap Fight.
Yeah.
He said he's going to do Slap Fight?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's an undefeated MMA fighter, you know.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I don't know. He got back into wrestling. He went and,
fighting? Is he really going to slap fight?
I guess.
I met him once. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. big son of a bitch, too. Charismatic, right. I would say.
Well, everybody looks big to you if you need 5'6".
It's ridiculous. I'm bigger than everyone on the AEW roster.
He would always be in the locker room reading. I think he was studying for some kind of, I don't know, like logistics or something. All the time he'd be in the team, like all day he'd be there. He'd go outside, he'd fucking smoke weed with R-Truth and come back in fucking...
What are you out them for?
What's your truth? Is it not the same as my truth?
I'll tell you one thing. Not that we ever would talk about such issues on the show.
Yeah, you can beep that if you want.
Oh, the weed? Oh, who cares? No, I was going to say that Jack Swagger would not align politically with Rich Bikini. That's all I'm saying.
No.
He also had a mega heat with Tony Khan when he left.
Did he really?
He talked a lot of shit. He was very entertaining.
Oh, I think he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about wrestling. Let's
Good
talk about
him.
Something else.
Raven, we're contractually
I was talking
obligated.
About drinking in the hotel bar with Paige VanZant.
Mm-hmm.
That's not wrestling.
No, but that's a filthy lie.
No,
and
I
then
you brought,
okay. And then, and then
the part
and then
where I sat next to her,
Dana White. Or,
the part where I sat next to her and shared a laugh is true.
You're boy George Feeney, because in the famous boy George episode of Behind the Music, remember that show?
Yeah.
So the drummer says, "No, you're the drummer." The drummer got as mad as heat with Boy George, and Boy George says they slept together, and the drummer says, no, he didn't. And Boy George goes, you're a liar. That's you. You're the drummer in Culture.
That's untrue. I was up all night.
Yeah, I didn't sleep. What are you talking about?
What?
I was up all night. I didn't sleep. Now, reminiscing about all my experiences on the road with AEW makes me want to go to Vegas for WrestleMania. It is fun.
I was going to do some fan mail, but I'm afraid my computer won't accept it. My computer's due. I got to get a new one this week. Apparently, I mentioned this on Patreon, but the thing blew up and it started freezing out. And I'm worried that I'm not going to make it through this episode. And so I got to buy a new computer because they couldn't fix it, apparently, was the whole point of my story, which I don't know why I went such a long, rambly way. That is my way.
Did you ever shorten the word and call it just pewter? Like, I need a new pewter.
Like a pewter mug?
No, like a pewter ring?
Yeah, no, I don't want a pewter. It turns your finger green, doesn't it?
Rich, are you going to be in Vegas?
I don't believe so.
Are you coming to Philly anymore?
Is that
part of your duties?
Yeah, I'll be there in June.
Hey, really? It's the duties.
All right. Yeah. I'll make plans to not hang out.
Two big nights in June.
I want front row, dude. When I go to a show, I want front row.
I think you live in Philadelphia, because never show up. You no show everything.
What are you talking about? I was at your documentary.
You're like a ride jumper.
I was at your documentary premiere night in Philly.
My documentary?
I was there, yeah.
I don't remember seeing you there.
I was there. We gave you a ride back to the hotel.
Nope, don't recall. See how annoying it is when somebody lies?
I don't lie.
Yes, you do.
I was just talking to Jericho about that. He knows I don't lie.
You going to pick up some other names? Some names you like to pick up that you dropped?
Yeah, Del James has a book out. Here we go.
15 minutes, okay?
Consensual Violence by Del James. Yeah. Del James is a... What is that racket? Damn it, Rich.
Hey, we got things going on around here.
Yeah, mute yourself.
Well, you can't hold them off for an hour.
Consensual Violence by Del James is his new graphic novel about women in Lucha Libre in Mexico, kind of like outlaw promotions. It's got wrestling and violence and great art.
Do we have an advertisement? Do we have an actual advertisement we have to do?
Yeah, I just wanted to put Del over real quick.
All right, let's do the advertisement, but I don't want to pull it up because my computer's going to break.
Yeah, and I don't want to pull it up either because Richie's being a jerk.
You just lost Rich. You just hung up on him.
Yeah, whatever. Get the F out of here then.
Get the commercial going, Feeny.
I got it. I have to pull it up. You didn't give me any prep time.
I know. That's part of the job. That's why I have so much lack of respect for you.
Because I'm not prepared?
Because you're not prepared at anything. I love that.
Well, this show has definitely made me worse. This show, however... You know, it's called the Raven Effect, right? And the Raven Effect is brought to you by Murders and Mistresses. Murders and Mistresses is a new choice-driven detective adult game about sex, power, and judgment.
And you get to see nude AI caricatures of people.
Yeah. The free demo just launched on Steam. I have it. You play an ex-con man turned police consultant outsmarting killers, seducing suspects and colleagues, and exploring a kinky marriage with your insatiable wife. And during cases, you investigate crime scenes, interrogate suspects, and make deductions, then decide who to arrest.
So you get to play detective and look at nudity.
Basically, yeah. And outside of cases, you can party with your colleagues, date ex-murder suspects, and of course, experience wild bullying. No,
see, I don't agree with dating ex-murder suspects because that would be against the policy company. That would be against the...
No, he's only a consultant.
Yeah, but it does... Then what if the person is guilty? Then you have to arrest them, and it's a sordid affair.
Well, whether or not you choose to date the ex-murder suspects, you can still experience wild, fully explicit sexual adventures with and without your wife. The free demo now available on Steam. We're gonna have a link in the show description for you, the show notes. It's also available on the show's Facebook page, the Raven Effect Podcast Facebook page. I put it on Twitter. Raven retweeted it. We have a Facebook page, yes.
Oh, Facebook. I think it's Facebook.
And on said page, you can find our link, our specific link to Murders and Mistresses on Steam. The demo contains your first case, a brutal double homicide, and three explicit sex scenes, plus so much more. And as a matter of fact, I think I could show it to you. Would you like to see
that? See that, Feedy? That's what I'm there for. I'm for those three scenes there.
Yeah, take a look. Here's your game. Look at this. Oh, victim number two.
We got a bloody hole in the back of his head.
Yeah, we're investigating this murder.
Oh, right, Frank Buckley? They killed Frank Buckley?
Yep.
Or Frank. Well, I mean, what did he ever do to deserve that?
Yeah, wait, I have to take notes.
Series novel, Golem Goes Wild.
Yeah, I have to take notes here because I'm investigating.
Do you think that Kayla's the guilty party?
That'd be pretty quick, wouldn't it?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
I want to see some Golem on Golem romance.
Yeah, look at her. She looks guilty as sin.
She looks like she's saying she's doing a vaudeville act. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Oh, there's Victoria.
Oh, see, with the leather jacket, I think, gives it away.
She's trouble, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely, yeah, she's no good.
Is this an apartment or a motel?
I think they're in a hotel.
It looks like an extended stay version.
They're thinking it's a suicide. Oh, man.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, don't give it away. Let people find out for themselves.
Yeah. And then check it out. You got your phone here. You got all your text messages with your people.
I think Victoria climbed in through the window and did it.
Your wife sends you erotic pictures and stuff like that. Like right there. See?
Oh, so, yeah.
It's an enjoyable game. You have some fun with this. That's Murders and Mistresses on Steam now, available for the free demo. If you get the free demo, you get to investigate murders. You get your sex scenes. And actually, when I hit play, it has like this. There's a very complex investigational version of the game if you want to really get into it. Or there's your kind of like easy version. So you can play either way.
So in the easy version, do you have this? Let me just go for an example. Does the butler who did it?
I haven't encountered any butlers yet. No.
What about the upstairs maid?
It could be the upstairs maid. You can't ever trust the maid that works upstairs, just down.
I remember on Gilligan's Island when they had a murder and they go, who did the murder? And he goes, because the butler did it. He goes, we don't have a butler. What the upstairs maid? We don't have an upstairs. Downstairs maid.
So if you happen to use Steam for your gaming and you get the Murders and Mistresses demo and you play it, send an email to creativecontroljff@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts and I'll read it on the show. How about that? How about them apples?
Mm-hmm. That I'll believe when I see.
So find the link in our
show. You're no good at reading email.
Find the link in our show notes or on Facebook. Or you can even email me and ask for it, too. How about that?
I'm
wildly behind this game. It's very enjoyable so far, and I did get to see some boobs and butts, as well as murder. I mean, what else do you need?
Who doesn't like all of
There's
that?
Music in it. There's sound effects. I just had all that crap turned down.
So. You got to get, like, the Oculus and then have it, like, 3D and have, like, one of those holotiles where you can run in place and do...
Yeah. I have an Oculus, but I lost interest. Maybe I should charge it back up.
I got to get an Oculus because I don't think it even
works anymore. I'm going to buy a new one. I don't think mine works anymore. It's just been sitting around. Probably spilled some drinks on it. Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
Why would you do that, Joe?
Why are you guys so difficult? Why are you guys so tough on me? Just give me a break.
Why are you loosening up, Rich? You got a fight going up?
No, I did something on my elbow, but I think shoveling snow.
Does it hurt when you do that?
That's what when I shovel snow, yes.
Why do they call it?
And don't do that.
Why would they call it tennis elbow if you don't have to be playing tennis to get it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what it is because it's like here and then I can feel it all the way. Like, yeah.
I had a mild case of jerk off elbow once.
Yeah, I mean that's happened too.
Let me ask you this, Rich. But I got
it from shuffling cards.
My God, is it, what Raven?
Is the pain in your scapula?
It's like here. I can feel it here.
So why do you keep moving your shoulder? I'm saying, does it go back? Does it radiate back to your scapula behind?
No, well, I mean, it's here, but it's going all the way. What's it to here? Like right back here.
That's the scapula. Dig your fingers in there.
Oh, I am. But yeah.
No, just dig them in there and hold them there on a painful spot and that'll loosen it up.
No, I need like a fucking lacrosse ball or something. Well, I mean, we've got the gun I could use. That one.
You got a gun that goes brrr?
Like the massage gun.
One of those. Yeah, with the ball.
Does it shoot bullets?
Yeah. No.
It's a vibrational kind of ball.
Yeah.
Where are you at anyway? Are you home?
Me? Yes, I'm home.
Okay.
Are you home on the range where the deer and the cantaloupe play?
Antelope.
Yeah.
What's wrong with cantaloupe? I like cantaloupe.
They don't play. They're a fruit. They just sit there.
So Wilson was just a volleyball. He just sat there. He's more than a volleyball.
Wilson was an occult symbol, and we all know it.
He was a cantaloupe. He looked the same size as a cantaloupe.
That's true.
Beanie, what was the bowling guy's name on The Simpsons, right? And he invites Marge to brunch. She's like, what's Jacques. Brunch? She's like, oh, yeah, it's not quite lunch. It's not quite dinner, but you get they give you a nice slice of cantaloupe at the end.
Shock.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She thinks his name is Mr. Brunswick.
It's Jock. Yeah.
I heard that guy's first name was Stu.
Stu Brunswick?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It was Brunswick Stu.
Oh, Jock Stone. I see.
You know, I have a couple of things here that we could. We already did the Mr. Clean. I have two of the lists from last week that we didn't do.
Yeah, let's hear one.
I have a quick video clip that actually has a very important question if you'd like to see it.
No.
Okay.
Let's do the list. Come on, let me show it. It's only 29 seconds. It's music. There's music in it.
Nobody knows what it is.
And there's music in it.
Will you allow it?
Play one of his videos that would be terrible.
It's got 1.6 million views. Everybody, this is like us being on the cutting edge.
Nobody watches this show. They only listen to it.
Yeah.
But it's music. You're going to hear it.
Ugh, you're the worst.
It'll be over real quick.
Like a small child.
It'll be over real quick.
Emphasis on the small.
Yes. Here we go.
Yo! I got a question. Is it PetSmart or PetSmart? Are you saying that pets are smart? Or are you saying you're a mart for pets? I need answers!
That's all.
It's PetSmart, you idiot.
My dad called
there's
it.
There's no apostrophe. There's so the no pets apostrophe.
Are, so the pets, it's PetSmart.
Yeah, PetSmart.
So the pets are smart.
That's stupid.
It's not That's a mart. Stupid. It's not a mart for pets.
What's a mart for pets?
Like a store for pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's not that. But that's implied.
It's implied. Oh, but it can't be both. The guy said.
Why did you and Rich change places on my screen? It's throwing me off.
I think he left and came back, right?
When we went to that
dumb video you showed us.
Well, click on me and move me. You can move me.
How? I don't know how.
Click and drag, baby. Click and drag.
Yeah, but I didn't click and drag you over in the first place.
Yeah, I used magic.
Switch it again.
I can't switch your screen. I can only switch my screen.
Switch your screen.
To what?
Did you switch them around?
Did that change?
Happens.
Did that change for you?
Yes.
Oh, it did. Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. There now Rich is over in the forest left.
Yeah, where he belongs.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's true.
All right. Let me find this because I don't remember what it was.
Phoenix to the far right. Right.
Shut up.
Pretty good there. Pretty good.
Phoenix wants to be a far right, but he's not insane enough.
No. That's true. I was. I'm like Bill Maher. I was left wing, and they left. They left me. I didn't leave them.
He's always been a fucking twist.
See, it's if you don't agree with someone, then all of a sudden they're an idiot. I don't agree with that. All right. No, anyway, that's not sorry because Raven will yell at me.
I like yelling at you.
We did the best TV shows canceled. All right. So the other two lists I had were.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I was looking forward to seeing it. I already knew like half of them.
Yeah, we already did it though.
I'm saying, but let's recap.
Oh, you want to look at it again?
No, just give us a rundown so we know what we're talking about.
I don't think we, because there was 25 of them. There's no way we did all of them, right?
No, we had like 10 left.
All right, let me put it up here so we can figure this out. We already did Gross Point.
Yeah, we did Gross Point.
Did we get to Lovecraft Country?
I think we may have. We saw that.
My So-Called Life, we did. The Night Of, we did. Number One Lazy Detective Agency. I don't remember.
That's where we left off.
All right.
I think.
Now Apocalypse.
Oh, no. We did that one, too.
Becoming a God in Central Florida.
No, we didn't see that. Oh, I haven't heard of that. Let's see.
That was a TV show?
Yeah. These are the list we did last week, since we're just not catching everybody up. We did a list of the best one-season TV shows that, you know, shouldn't have been, that have been forgotten.
They only lasted for one season.
Yeah, canceled after one season.
That's why it's one season TV shows.
Yes.
I bet the show Profit's going to be in the number one spot.
Profit with an F or a PH?
With an F.
So On Becoming a God in Central Florida is ranked here. Kirsten Dunst was in it. She's remarkable. The dark comedy star Kirsten Dunst is an ill-fated schemer who gets involved with a pyramid scheme. And it had such a bizarre trajectory to the air that it really wasn't shocking when it became another unrenewed victim of the pandemic. It was developed for AMC, filmed for YouTube, and eventually aired on Showtime, only for Showtime to dump it before it too was essentially canceled. We never got to see her become a swampland deity, but Dunst did earn a Critics' Choice nomination for her efforts.
Doesn't sound that great.
Yeah. It's a schemer in a scheme. But she's good, man. So maybe it was amusing.
Yeah, you know, she was a vampire. She used to be a vampire for real.
I remember.
Who?
Kirsten Dunst.
She was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They interviewed her.
When Tom Cruise was her maker.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt was.
Do you know there was gay undertones and overtones?
Yes. What?
The vampires were not gay, but kind of gay. I think that was the message. Pearson, 2019. Netflix-inspired Suits Essence taught us anything. It said the spinoff probably should have been given a bit more room to breathe. If only for the afterlife it might have one day had on streaming. It wasn't revelatory. It was particularly original. But it put Gina Torres at the top of the call sheet, which is where she belongs. That told us nothing about the show.
She was also on Serenity and Firefly.
There's Profit.
Told you'd be up there, number one.
Profit from 1998.
That is the greatest show ever.
I never heard of either of these guys. Adrian Pastar and Keith Zarabajka. It says, before the general population started paying attention to the evils of corporate America or TV fully embraced the anti-hero, future Angel writer David Greenwalt offered up both with Profit, starring future Diss album subject Adrian Pastar as the titular Jim Profit, part Gordon Gekko, part Richard III. The series... Heavy narration and noticeable deviation from the rest of the Fox lineup didn't work for viewers. The character's lack of moral compass also incensed the Bible Belt viewers, Rich, who complained to their network affiliates it was canceled after just 5 episodes.
Yeah, but it was great, though. There's like 7 total.
That's unfortunate.
Feeny, this show is so up your alley.
It's like it's before its time, it looks like, yeah.
It is. It's so before its time. The first episode is so amazing and so twisted. That I can't. I would tell people it, and they would go, "That's the whole series." I go, "No, that's the first episode."
Yeah, it's interesting that I never heard of it because I've read a lot of books on like that Renaissance of TV from 95 to say 2015. You know, like Sopranos.
This was before that.
It was before it. Yeah, but I'm surprised it's not listed as like an
nobody saw it. It was on Fox. Those shows.
It could be an influence on Mad Men or Suits. Or
no, it was way before them.
That's what I'm saying. It could have been an influence on them.
No, but it wasn't. I'm telling you, this guy's really fucked up.
No, I mean, an influence on them, not influenced by, an influence on since it was Pryor.
Who was Pryor?
Richard Pryor. Rubicon 2010.
Right, Aaron Pryor, the boxer.
Is he any good?
Rubicon, I saw that.
While early seasons of Mad Men and Breaking Bad cemented AMC as a formidable prestige player, Rubicon looked like it was going
to
be...
This thing pissed me off because it ended on after the first season and I didn't get to see what the finish was.
Yeah. It was going to be a three-peat for the cable and its rebranding, which Mad Men and Breaking Bad led to AMC being taken seriously, which it never was before. It took cues from 3 Days of the Condor and infused it with some lingering post-9/11 anxieties. Teased a cryptic global conspiracy over its 13 episodes with symbolism, something about four-leaf clovers, surveillance, and a skilled lead in James Badge Dale. Creative issues between creator Jason Horowitz and the network. He was replaced. Yeah, they replaced the fucking creator. That's awesome. Replaced the showrunner by Henry Bromell did not help, nor did the fact that a week after it wrapped its one and only season to an audience of just 1 million viewers, The Walking Dead premiered to historic numbers.
That show pissed me off because it was a conspiracy show and I didn't get to hear the finish.
Right, right. Those no good bastards. 2019, The Society. Another TV victim of the pandemic. Netflix, which cancels everything, unrenewed this teen mystery box under the financial duress of that very bad year. The show, which focuses on a group of teens who return from an aborted field trip to find their hometown empty, and now surrounded by an endless forest infused elements of Lost, Lord of the Flies, and The Leftovers. They build their own society. Cue the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio pointing at the TV. And that goes about as well as can be expected. The last episode only spawned more questions. Were they in purgatory? Another dimension? On the moon? Creator Christopher Kaiser has never revealed his plans. Sounds interesting. And having the forest, the endless forest around it reminds me of...
Forrest Griffin?
No, what was that movie that I
Forrest Tucker
put over on this show? Annihilation. Reminds me of the movie Annihilation. The Shimmer. Terriers from 2010. I remember hearing
that
about
was
this.
A really good show.
The writer of this article says, I never watched the show, so I'm still not sure if it's about small dogs or surly private investigators.
Surly private investigators.
The entire genre of TV criticism lost its collective mind when FX binned this show after one season. So leaving it off this list would have probably been a mistake. Maybe if there had been a prominently featured canine, history would tell a different story. Maybe it needed a bigger name. What was it about, Raven?
The name really didn't help at all. But
Terriers, yeah, it's weird.
But it was a great show. That was tremendous.
What was it about?
Private Eyes.
Yeah, but like, what were the cases?
I don't remember.
Oh, for God's sake.
It was like one major case overran the whole show.
Undeclared from 2001 to 2002.
I don't remember these shows. Like, I remember seeing, watching them, remember liking them or disliking them, but I don't remember what they're about, though.
Right.
I remember what they're about. I just don't remember the
specifics, so. Yeah. Undeclared was the second Judd Apatow, Seth Rogen collab on this list. The college drama boasted appearances by a who's who of comedy greats and even a few fellow freaks and geeks, including Jason Segel and Busy Phillips.
Busy Phillips is dying.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's...
I didn't know she was sick.
Yeah, she said if she didn't get a transplant or something, she's going to die in the next couple of days, I saw the other day.
God damn.
It's a shame.
Dude, what is wrong with... Okay, there it is. No, I don't see... I don't see anything about that. No. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I read the article like over the weekend.
Huh.
Busy Phillips?
Yeah, yeah. Let me try
getting
this.
A kidney transplant or something?
Yeah, the last thing I see is that she was, heartbroken by the death of the great James Vanderbeek. Man, I can't find anything on that.
Put her the kidney transplant.
I don't want to take all day on it, though.
Well, just keep look for it real quick.
Well, hang on. Well, then you guys got to talk if I'm all,
Oh, we'll talk. I'll look it up.
I got it. Phillips.
Busy Phillips kidney transplant.
I don't even know who that is.
No, it's Bijou Phillips. Not Busy Ooh. Phillips. Bijou Phillips. Not Busy Phillips.
Who's now, Bijou Phillips?
She is the daughter... She's an actress. I'll show you in a second so I get this going. She's the daughter of one of the mamas and the papas, or two of them or something. She was married married to the dude from that 70s show that got arrested and put in jail forever.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
That's Busy Phillips, I thought.
No, it's Bijou.
Is she related to Busy?
I don't believe so. No, Busy's not in that lineage. Her dad's John Phillips from the mamas and the papas. Half sisters,
yeah. Mackenzie Phillips and China Phillips.
Yeah, yeah. That last I heard.
I've had that name. I've had those two names mixed up. I guess then
all this time,
not all this time, but just a short time.
Yeah, John Phillips was accused of sexual abuse by Mackenzie.
Yeah, but she said she loved it though.
Is that right?
What?
Yeah.
But the rest of the family, including Michelle, China Phillips, and Bijou, they all don't believe it. You know, so who knows, but that's Bijou's very sick, I guess. And she's like an actress, model person. You know, she did a lot of stuff. She was like a young partier with Paris Hilton and all that. I don't think she's done much acting recently. And then she was just married to Dick Face, Danny Masterson.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
That fella. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, February 2026, Phillips revealed on her Instagram that she is in desperate need of a new live kidney donation. She previously had a transplant in 2017, given by a friend, but that kidney has failed and she's in need of a new one.
God damn.
That's sad.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And it's so, you got to feel shitty for the friend who gave her a kidney and it didn't even work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that can happen. It can, yeah.
No, I mean, I know. I'm saying, but that's got to suck.
Like, Conan had a donation and a transplant. what, 15 years ago or something. And then he was in need of another one. Still in need of another one.
How's he doing?
He's all right.
Is he back on the show?
He's on the show, but he's not home.
Where's he at?
He's in the hospital.
I'm so sorry. Give him my best.
Yeah.
I will.
All right. So go to the rest of the list.
Yep.
What number are we on?
I don't know. It doesn't number them. It just like had, we're somewhere in, get out of the way. I hate this thing. We're in between 19 and 21.
Oh, we're going back. We're going from the number one.
But I don't think it's not listing them in like in any kind of order. So, oh, we're almost done. We did Undeclared. So yeah, Undeclared. To finish that one, it says, God bless Fox for trying on this one, but premiering 2 weeks after 9/11. And then airing episodes wildly out of order was not the right strategy. Still, it's a nice little turn.
I hate when they air episodes out of order.
Terrible. Why don't you just take the show out back and shoot it in the head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot it in the head. Shoot it in the head.
Right in the head. Still, it's a nice little turn of the millennium time cap. So, a good reminder that Loudon Wainwright should be casting more Loudon.
Luden
Wainwright.
His dad was a singer.
Who was the singer?
His dad.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Luden Wainwright.
What's the kid's name?
Luden Wainwright.
They have the same name?
His dad's Luden Wainwright the third. I think he's the fourth. Okay. I think he's the fourth or something.
But why doesn't it say it on here? Don't you list him like he's not a junior third?
Fourth. I know, because Luden Wainwright the third was the singer, I think. So this must be the fourth.
I'm the third.
Well, then who's Rufus Wainwright?
No Some idea. Dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, The Unusuals, 2009. These are from a lot of the same years. Noah Hawley had a few TV misses before he knocked it out of the park with Fargo, which I am going to watch. That's a good reminder. I heard every season is kick ass, if you will. None had the potential that The Unusuals did. The 2009 police procedural included a cast of present Amber Tamblyn and future Jeremy Renner luminaries, and traded the usual trappings of the genre exchange for a character study about a bunch of eccentrics who just so happened to carry NYPD badges. It was smart, refreshingly quirky, and had to continue. Probably would have derailed Renner's burgeoning and extremely lucrative film career. The Unusuals was released mere months before The Hurt Locker made him a star.
I didn't know Jeremy Renner was in The Hurt Locker.
There's old Jeremy. Yeah, he was great in that. And this show sounds very interesting, too. If you like complex...
What's it about?
It just sounds like a bunch of weirdo cops. A bunch of eccentric...
How's there 10 weirdos? There's got to be one weirdo who stands out.
Nah, they're all weirdos in the NYPD. I don't blame them.
Move on. I don't care about that show.
Wonder Falls is the last one, I believe. William Sadler, Diane Scarwood, Tracy Thomas, Tyrone Leetso.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Oh, Lee Pace, I heard of.
Despite being
scroll up, I want to see which one Lee Pace looked like back then.
Is it the fella?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Despite being a bit of a TV visionary, Brian Fuller hasn't had the best luck keeping shows on the air. And the second series he created is no exception. Wonder Falls, co-created by Todd Holland, was a blissfully weird dramedy about a misanthrope with real failure to launch issues becoming a better person via Joan of Arc-esque messages from talking tchotchkes that compel her to do good deeds. It starred future Fuller collaborators Carolyn DeVernis and Lee Pace, and Fox only aired 4 of the 13 produced episodes. It might have stood a chance that anyone bothered marketing it at all, but it dropped to crickets in the spring of 2004. Thankfully, the full run found an audience on physical media. That is wonderful.
Scroll down.
Never ever heard of it.
Okay, let's see.
These are all spyware articles. Liars, spam, crap, stink crap.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. And that is our list of one season TV shows you're never ever going to see again.
All right. So what's the next list? Let's get this start on before we end the show.
We're going to start another one?
No, we're just going to tease it.
Okay. So I got the best movies never made or 15 legendary unreleased albums.
The best movie never made.
Yeah.
Nah, I want the other one.
Too bad. Times are tough.
Oh, this one doesn't work. So we have to do the one I like.
Fine.
That's not true.
I know.
So, wow, let's go all the way up here. The best movies never made, Lost Projects from Christopher Nolan, Willem Friedkin, and more from Christopher Nolan's Howard Hughes biopic or biopic. What do you say?
Biopic, biopic. I see them both.
Yeah. I heard it's biopic, but then years ago, it was like, no, that's biopic. I don't know what it is anymore.
I call them both.
So from the Howard Hughes biopic by Christopher Nolan to Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction prequel, and a Matthew Lillard starred Scream 3. These are the unmade movies we'll always dream of seeing. And you're going to have to wait till next week to hear about that.
Let's do one now.
All right. The first one is Christopher Nolan's Howard Hughes biopic.
Go back up. Go back up. Let's see the lead in here.
It's about Oppenheimer. Oh, no. A tortured genius caught between what he can do and what he should do. J. Robert Oppenheimer seems tailor-made to be the subject of the Christopher Nolan of his first biopic. But there's an alternate reality in which Howard Hughes, the eccentric Hollywood producer, business magnate, and airplane enthusiast, among other odd titles, became the first to receive Nolan's feature-length consideration. The Tenet film... Oh, I guess this is... Well, which one's the fucking article? That's weird. The Tenet filmmaker got snaked by Martin Scorsese's The Aviator in 2004, which also sought to capture the larger-than-life nature of Hughes. Went into production before Nolan's character study could take complete shape. His would-be portrait of the complicated American figure, played by Leo DiCaprio in Scorsese's version, is one of the many entries in a dense log of movies that might have been amazing if they made it over the finish line. But getting stuck in development is a common fate for countless films. Everything from scheduling conflicts and failed funding to guild strikes and even national news items can stop movies from being made at any point along the production pipeline. Just take Barbie, which churned through tons of talent before Mattel found Greta Gerwig to champion its billion-dollar box office smash. Relaunching Barbie as a fun, feminist summer romp could have easily proven too tough an idea to crack, but the toy company saw it through and it paid off. Unmade films don't just happen because of studio interference or lacking creativity. The death of William Friedkin exemplifies the linchpin role directors play in getting movies made, with the late Exorcist director's scads of abandoned projects offering insight into his creative priorities and the obstacles he faced even as a legendary filmmaker. To commemorate the late director's... This was a 2023 article, in case anyone's wondering. To commemorate the late director...
Oh, this is too old.
Well, it's... What? It's only three... Out of hell with you. To commemorate the late director's passing, we've rounded up many of Friedkin's unfinished film ideas in a separate list. Now listed in no particular order, the following are potential unfinished movies we wish we could see. All titles reach at least some stage of what you could call early development, with some projects finished with different talent. Oh, some projects finished with different talent attached. And then we lead into the first one, which is Nolan's Howard Hughes biopic. Are we going to talk about it or just roll on out?
Let's talk about it.
I would have wanted to see this because Oppenheimer was fantastic.
Yeah, but you didn't see Tenet.
I didn't see Tenet. I still haven't seen
Tenet
it.
Tenet was amazing.
I'm going to have to watch it.
You won't understand it. It's too smart for you.
Who just laughed when you said Tenet is fantastic? Where did that laughter come from? Oh, is that on Rich's
end? What are you talking about?
Okay, so Christopher Nolan's Howard Hughes biopic. Nolan began writing a biographical drama about the billionaire tycoon and filmmaker Howard Hughes shortly after he made his major 2002 Hollywood studio debut with the Warner Brothers thriller Insomnia. The Dunkirk Oscar.
That's on Robin Williams.
Yeah, and Pacino, I think. Pacino. Yeah. The Dunkirk Oscar nominee told the Daily Beast in 2007 the script for his huge biopic was the best thing he'd written, and pre-production got far enough along that Jim Carrey circled the role of Hughes. I don't think so. And Nolan said Hughes was the role the comedian Jim Carrey was born to play. I don't know about that. I think DiCaprio was the one. The project died once Martin Scorsese's The Aviator got ahead of Nolan in the production cycle. Scorsese cast Leonardo DiCaprio as Hughes, and Nolan did not want to make a competing biopic on the same subject.
Yeah, how come, like, that's what we should read about is competing movies on the same subject that came out at the same time.
Like Tombstone and Wyatt Earp?
Yeah.
And there's another one, too. It's like two...
1492?
Yeah, and there's one with a disaster. There's two volcano disaster movies at the same time, I think. Or yeah, two asteroid movies, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of stuff like that. It's weird how that happens.
So, Nolan.
Yeah, but the guy dropped his Hughes biopic and decided to reunite with Warner Brothers to direct the Batman reboot, Batman Begins. So, if we'd have got the Hughes movie, we wouldn't have got Batman Begins.
Yeah, or The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger. So, there you go. Heath Ledger, the greatest Joker of all time.
The Joker, the guy from the TV show, was the best Joker. He wouldn't shave his mustache. Cesar Romero wouldn't shave his mustache.
Yeah, he would.
So they put makeup over it to hide it.
Wouldn't that be more of a pain in the ass to get the makeup out of your damn mustache? Like, why don't you just shave it?
He didn't want to have a no mustache, he said.
That's because TV guys were jerk offs back then. Just back then.
All right. Yeah, they weren't jerk offs ever again.
No. They learned from Cesar Romero.
He was, according to Gilbert Gottfried, Cesar Romero used to have naked men throw orange peels at his ass.
For what reason?
I don't know. You gotta listen to Gilbert Gottfried. Listen to one of his old podcasts.
Well, I can't. He's not with us anymore.
Yeah, but his podcasts are still around.
Who owns them?
Probably the guy that he did the podcast with. I forget his name.
Hmm.
All right, so cameo.com. Go to cameo.com. Get a Raven video shout out. Go to where else can you go? You can go to my show this Saturday in New Orleans or Lafayette or wherever the hell it is.
Louisiana Comic Con or something.
ProWrestlingTees.com. Get a pro wrestling tee of Raven or one of Feeney.
Get my Dexter shirt and pay tribute to the fallen King of the Cats.
Dexter fell?
Well, he died.
When was that?
Last July. You knew that.
Oh, I thought you meant somebody died recently. I didn't know they were sick.
Yeah. No, to me, it was yesterday when Dexter died.
Fan mail is fan mail at theraveneffect.com. Hopefully we'll have some fan mail for you next week. But this week I was too scared to click over to it because I was afraid my computer would blow up. Hopefully I'll have a new computer by next week. I'll have time to get one. I have a busy schedule. Yeah, this says I'm the busiest person who's not has no job.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
If you have addiction issues, call the addiction hotline, 800-662-4357. Or go to addictionandrecovery.org for information. I spent a lot of time doing physical therapy for my body parts. Eyeball.
You don't got to make excuses to me. I understand.
I don't care. recommendations. Feeney, what do you recommend?
I recommend Consensual Violence by Del James. Graphic novel about women competing in underground or outlaw lucha libre promotions in Mexico. It started out very, very, very strongly.
Are they underground, like in a tunnel?
I'm about a third through. No, they're in, you know, arenas. It's a good looking book.
So they're underground.
You know, like rebellious. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Good art. Del works for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I don't know why you keep holding the pictures up. Nobody can see them.
On the video, they can.
Nobody has the video. Nobody pays for Patreon anymore.
Del wrote a book of short stories years ago, one of which inspired the November Rain video. And currently, he's worked all through music. He's been a music journalist for RIP Magazine.
What happened to the November Rain video?
He wrote the short story that inspired the video.
He wrote a short story about Stephanie Seymour banging Axl Rose?
No, it was about a rock star going through a divorce and shit like that. It's called Without You. You can find it in his book of short stories, also on Amazon. But yeah, Consensual Violence is on Amazon. Del's a big wrestling fan, and he's big Lucha Libre and deathmatch wrestling attendee, and he's a good writer. I mean, this graphic novel started out very strong, so check it out.
Better writer than you?
No comment on that one. But check out Consensual Violence on Amazon.
So you're saying he's not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've sampled some of his work, but I haven't sampled enough of my own.
What about Whitman sampler? You get like different chocolates. You don't know which one has poop in it.
Well, life is like a box of chocolates.
Life is not like a box of chocolates.
Well, that's what Forrest Gump said.
Forrest Gump was a blithering idiot.
Yeah, well, he met four presidents. How many did you meet?
I met the president of my butt.
What's his name?
Mr. Butt.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
It went shitty.
What do you think? What do you think of his policies?
They were crap.
Hope you didn't meet him on a windy day.
I don't know, Mr. Butt. I lied.
Oh, well, you're just, you know, big up in your stories. That's we can't. We don't have that.
Stories on Mr. Butt.
We don't have that on this kind of show. No exaggerations.
Mr. Butthole Poopy Pants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not voting for him.
Okay, so if you have an addiction issue, call the addiction hotline, 800-662-4357, 800-662-4357, or go to addictionandrecovery.org for information, recommendations. If you nearly recommended his.
Yes, I did. It. Rich.
What?
Recommendations.
I got to catch up on it a little bit, but Hijack. I think it's called Hijack on Apple TV. It's pretty good.
I'm going to recommend Monarch. It's the TV series about the King Kong Godzilla movies. And with Kurt Russell, and his son plays the younger version of him.
Oh, yeah, I like him. Wyatt Russell.
So I watched last season, and then I'm going to watch the first episode, because like last night I watched the last episode of the last season again, just to refresh my memory about it. And now I'm going to watch the new episode today.
I like Wyatt Russell. Did you see the Thunderbolts? I know we talked about it. I'm just reiterating.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, you liked it, though, because Wyatt Russell plays the best Captain America in that.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, as a U.S. agent or whatever.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that was him that played him.
Yeah, he's good. A lot of his dad in him, for sure, but I like him.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That's not very nice. What kind of way is that to talk to somebody?
Yeah.
It's not any kind of way. I don't recommend it for juniors or seniors either.
Well, I hope you get up.
But if you're a sophomore, that's all right.
I hope when you get up, you bang your knee on the desk.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That's kind of cold-blooded. Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
All right, I'm going to recommend. I already recommended it. All right, peace, love, and Feeney's a bastard. 5'6", bastard. Quote the Raven, nevermore, the end. Go to bed. Who'd you ever beat?